The John Murray Show with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
Cork teenager Joanna Reardon, well, she's Ireland's current Young Person of the Year. She's one of only seven people in the entire world who has a syndrome, which means she has no limbs whatsoever. Yet she has achieved more than most at her tender age of 17. She's addressed the UN, taken on the government and become a big media sensation, charming the country. She joins me now. Good morning, Joanne.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Great, thanks. Now listen, for most of the country will know, but will you just tell us, what is total Amelia syndrome?
Well, it's a medical condition that's given when you are born without your limbs. And as you said, it's only one of seven people in the world. And there's no real medical reason as to like why I was born this way. But like, I suppose really it's just kind of one of those unknown conditions. And it's just kind of so rare that we only even know like only like three of the people that has the condition. So like, it's ridiculously rare. And like, it's kind of different as well. Like, it's kind of cute.
Definitely. And tell me about your background, Joanne, where you live and about your parents, because the lovely thing is they never allowed you to feel you couldn't do everything you wanted in the world. Sure, they didn't.
Yeah, they never really stopped me from like achieving whatever I wanted to achieve. Like, they just kind of, we all like grew up kind of the same way. Like, none of it was changed, like, just to suit me. Like, obviously we made the like adaptations of like getting a new house, you know, for the wheelchair and stuff like that. But like, other than that, like, main thing, you know, nothing was ever done. Like, I went out like with them to see like my sister do running, or I went out to see my brothers play football, or just any kind of like simple stuff like that. And like, anything that's kind of done, like, we always kind of do like together as a family. Like, it's kind of like, we're always like joking that, because it's usually myself and my father that go out together, and we're always joking that my mother is like that unseen person. Whenever we're like, oh yeah, my mother, they're like, who's that now, who's that mother?
It's a more in the background.
Yeah, she's somewhere. She's technically the control center behind it all. She's the brain.
But in terms of how you make your life so successful on a daily basis, John, I mean, you write, you blog, you tweet. How, explain to people how you physically do that.
Well, like, it's kind of unbelievable to most people, but like, whenever I pick up my phone, I use my top and bottom lip to send a tweet. I'm kind of looking at it here now with the temptation to not
go
touch
away.
It. Yeah, but no, yeah, that's basically how I do it. And sometimes I use my nose. My mother didn't see me using my nose until like recently, so that's kind of new as well. But like, it's kind of weird because like whenever we're like doing something, like if we're ever doing an app or something, like if it's something to do with drawing, I draw my nose. And like, not saying that I'm like Da Vinci or anything, but I'm pretty good for drawing with my nose.
Which is amazing. Last year, I was delighted when you won the Young Person of the Year. Brezzy gave it to you, of course. Did that mean a lot to you, Joanne?
Yeah, well, like, I suppose it was kind of nice because it was like the people of Ireland like recognised my achievements, and it was kind of like a shock, to be honest, because we usually like sit down and watch them every year, and you know, like, we see yeah. the people and we're like, you know, aren't they like so lovely or whatever. But like, you don't really expect to be the person like up there winning it, you know, and it's like so surreal. And like, just for like one night, like, the regular people of Ireland can be like little heroes and like little celebrities for like the time being. So it's kind of like really nice as well, just to be involved in it, and you can like mix and mingle with celebrities. I remember one of the winners, we're just delighted to meet, was it like Larry Gogan or Joe Duffy or someone like that? That's all she was delighted by.
Which is great. You're funny though, Joanne. I love, you said this kind of perks to the different life that you have to lead, in terms of you get to meet One Direction, you know, like, or you can skip queues, you get tickets to gigs. Is that right?
Yeah, like, I mean, you get kind of loads of perks at it. I mean, like, I remember when me and my friend Eleanor wanted to meet Jedward, we went to like, or we got my brother Stephen to email the manager, and we did that whole sob story of like, she has no limbs, this would make her life, you know, blah blah blah. Sure. And then everyone like kind of feels sorry, and they're like, oh, we should really give her this meet and greet.
So you use it as much as you can.
Yeah, we use it all the time. But like, sure, like, when you have it, you might as well use
Definitely.
It to your advantage.
Your friend, you're lucky to be a friend of yours, Joanne, because if you go along with you, you get the perks as well.
Yeah, I know. I mean, like, last night we were a passenger and we got free tickets to that. So I remember, like, we're on the way out, and my cousin Denise, my friend Aisling, were just sitting there going like, I love you, like, why are you here, I love you.
That's so nice. What's the highlight for you speaking at the UN? I mean, it was widely reported you went and spoke there, and how long did it take you to write that speech?
Yeah, well, I suppose we were writing the speech, like, since we were offered, like, it was kind of a joint effort, myself and Stephen, because like, it was kind of,
tell us who Stephen is again.
Stephen, my brother, like, yeah. It was like kind of the first real speech that I kind of did like realistically. And like, I suppose like, even though I want to be a journalist, at the same time, you like it's on the UN, you don't want to kind of mess it up or whatever. So I just had him like just giving like words and stuff like that. But like at the same time, you know, he's going to give out to me, but I'm so taking the credit for like those nice one-liners that was like, technology is the limb I never had. Like that was my line.
Great line.
It's a good line. Yeah. It's a good line. But like that was kind of the highlight because as well we had the whole like 16 birthday thing, and it's just so happened that like 16 is like the 21 over in America, you know, it's just a massive celebration. Like, you know, the UN were so nice. They gave us like 2 birthday cakes and they sent us to the Hard Rock Cafe and, you know, stuff like that. So that was really nice. And, you know, everyone kind of made a big deal of it. And when you kind of went into a place and you did the whole joking thing of, yeah, I just spoke at the UN, you know, they nearly like collapsed on their knees and stuff like that. So it was just like really nice. And kind of like for a week, it was kind of like all work. But at the same time, you could just take in the sights of New York. And it was just kind of just lovely to see New York anyway.
Beautiful city. But you're right. I mean, technology really has been the limb you haven't got, hasn't it, Joanne?
Yeah, well, like, I'm kind of obsessed with technology anyway. Like, I'm kind of one of those, like, girly kind of tech nerds. Like, I always play my PlayStation and stuff like that with the lads at home and with my brothers. So, like, I mean, we're just, like, the exact same, and we always just do technology, and I'm obsessed with my phone like any teenager and my laptop and, you know, everything like that. And but I use technology the same way that everyone else uses it. It's not like that I have like a special way of using it. Like I use my phone just the way it is, you know, even though I do be using my top and bottom lip when everyone's using their fingers. Like that's really the only main difference is just how I use it. But it's the exact same as everyone else.
And you think the idea would be then you get some kind of a robot, don't you? Explain. It's fascinating.
Yeah, the robot. Everyone loves the robot.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, there's another fan base after the robot. No, basically, that's just like a thing that I always kind of wanted, you know, like instead of like a home health kind of system, you know, I'd have a robot with me 24/7. And, you know, I mean, it's kind of like the way forward that technology is not really taking over, but like we're kind of embracing technology. So like this be kind of like the next step forward that like maybe that robots in the future could help like the elderly or people with other disabilities and stuff like that. You wouldn't be relying on like the government's home help and stuff like that. But like it's all really in the documentary, and it's kind of like my surprise for Stephen. His surprise for me is that he doesn't show me the footage, but my surprise for him is the robot, and we're hoping to have it ready for the premiere, which is on the 6th of October in the Cork Opera House. So like hopefully we'll be ready, and hopefully everyone will love the robot and embrace it as much as I will.
And that documentary is called No Limbs, No Limits. Your brother's made it about you, isn't it, Joanne? Filming you since over the past year, more or less?
Yeah, over the past year and a half. Well, we've had like archive footage since like I was born, like forever, you know, those like home kind of footage kind of things. And like, I mean, the trailer thing he has up on YouTube, I mean, you can see the home footage for that. I was treated the exact same as everyone else, you know. There's a bit where he's like flinging me around and we're apparently dancing. And my friend's mom was like, there's seriously going to be health and safety after the 2V. But no, like, I mean, it's just kind of like he always kind of wants to make documentaries and films and stuff like that. So kind of one about me is just kind of special. And if you like go on, it's on the 6th of October, like the premiere, and we're hoping to have like loads of Irish celebrities and people like that, and just like loads of artists as well have donated songs for the documentary. So we're really lucky and we're really grateful that everyone has taken on the story. And if you want tickets for it, it's on the Cork Opera House website, and it's the world premiere, so hopefully it will take off. And hopefully Stephen wants to win a few Oscars.
Yeah, and he sounds like he will, because you gave him total access, didn't you? Do you ever get down?
I suppose I get like teenager down, like, you know, over like boys and stuff like that. But kind of like we've good, like a strong base at home, like with my family and my friends. And like, I suppose I'm just really lucky to have them, like, you know, because they're always there, like, to cheer me up or whatever. Like, whenever I'm down, like, the first thing my friend would text me is like, oh, there's a match on tomorrow. Do you want to go? Because she knows that GA is like my way of like being cheered up and kind of stuff like that. So like, I suppose that's always kind of nice. And they're always so willing to like go out with me and stuff like that. Like, we're just kind of so lucky. And I've never been treated differently at home or even in Mill Street or anything like that. Like, everyone comes up and says like, hi, Joanne, or whatever. Like, I'm not just like ignored as that girl with the disability or whatever. And as well, like, we're always going out with my friends, cinema, like nightclubs or whatever. Like, we're just, it's just always been the same, to be honest.
Yeah, because you've never allowed yourself to be defined by any kind of a disability.
Yeah, like, I suppose really, it's not really the disability that is the person. Like, it's Like, there is more to that person other than the disability. Like, you know, there is a personality there and, you know, there is other things other than the disability. And I suppose really, like, I'm just, like, so lucky that, you know, kind of everything has happened with the whole, like, Enda Kenny situation that that everyone just knows me as Joanne, like, just Joanne, not the girl with no limbs or the girl with the disability or the girl that needs, like, special treatment or whatever. And that's kind of what my family always wanted and that's kind of always what I wanted as well. So, like, it's just like ridiculous that people have just taken me in, like, and you know, I mean, we, like, not saying that I'm like Harry Styles or anything like that, but we can barely go out in the streets sometimes. Like, you just, like, have everyone coming up to you, you know, wishing you well for the future and, like, just kind of making jokes about, like, random stuff, like, oh, Kerry are going to be Cork in the Munster final or whatever. Like, just simple stuff like that. And it's really nice as well that just random people come up to you and just treat you as if they know you for, like, 17 years or whatever.
And interestingly, Joanne, you were at the summer school, the Sinn Féin summer school last week, weren't you, with Sean Ogo, Hal Pena, and Eamon Dunphy. You had good crack there, didn't you?
Yeah, we had great crack with, like, the Sinn Féiners and Sean Ogo and Eamon Dunphy. Like, I mean, Sean Ogo and Eamon Dunphy would be, like, inspirations, like, for me. Like, Sean Ogo, I suppose, from the sporting side, that he's such, like, a gentleman than outside. And then Eamon Dunphy because he's so, like, opinionated. And he's kind of, like, the male version of me. Like, his opinion needs to be heard and his opinion is always right. So, like, we always had that joke as well at the Sinn Féin school because Eamon was talking about, like, disabilities because he was asked a question about disabilities and he said that everyone has a disability. His disability happens to be his mouth. And, like, we just, like, everyone just loved that, like, kind of one-liner. And, like, he's just such a really nice guy, like, outside of the, like, aggressive football side. But he's just so nice and, like, he's just kind of like a regular guy at the end of the day. And he's kind of one of those guys that he has loads of stories to tell you. And you
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, you want him to just tell more and more.
You spoke about, though, about cuts and your views and the bankers. And, like, your maturity, that's not to patronise you, but you're 17 and you have incredibly well-formed views on the state of our country, don't you?
Yeah, well, I suppose, like, I've kind of got views on everything. Even, like, I've no interest in rugby, but I have an opinion on rugby. And, like, everyone's like, but you haven't a clue about rugby. And I'm like, it's still my opinion. But, like,
so were you sad to hear about Brian O'Driscoll?
Yeah, I was sad to hear about Brian O'Driscoll. But at the end of the day, like I suppose I'm kind of realistic from, like, a GA perspective. But, like, sport is just a ridiculously cruel thing. Yeah. And you just never know what could happen. I suppose, like, he probably will have that thing, he should have retired, but sure. Look, he didn't retire and that's his opinion and he has to face up to that now. But, like, at the Sinn Féin school anyways, like, it was just all about, like, bankers and cuts and everything like that. And I suppose really, like, at the end of the day, the bankers, like, are wrong and, like, we know who they are. So it's just kind of that thing of, like, why can't we, like, charge them with the crimes they've done and stuff like that? I mean, like, he basically threatened, like, Brian Lennon over the phone, like, I'll punch him in the face or whatever. So, like, I mean, in Iceland, they charged over 200 bankers within a short period of time. So it's kind of weird that we can't do the same thing, that we can't hold these people responsible for what they've done. And then the fact that the drum guy came out and apologised, but they said that he apologised from his American home. Like, that kind of shows, like, the standard he's living compared to the standard we have now. You know, I mean, he's all the way over in America just, like, flashing the cash or whatever and we're here struggling as a country, like, and yet we can't hold him, we can't bring him back and hold him responsible for the crimes he has done and stuff like that. So it's just kind of ridiculous.
You say you want to be a journalist, but listening to you, would you not think about going into politics? We need more women. No, seriously, we need more women in politics and you've got very formed views already.
I've never really thought of politics, to be honest. Like, I don't know, it's just because you get such, like, people bashing every day. Like, I mean, like, everyone always jokes at me that I'm the girl that bashes in the end of Kenny. But, like, at the end of the day, like, I kind of feel sorry for him because of the amount of people bashing he gets. Because at the end of the day, like, he's a real person. That's his 9-to-5 job. Like, I suppose, like, you wouldn't, like, if, you know, when you were done your 9-to-5 job, that people were still writing you letters going, oh, you're a murderer. You're the reason I'm committing suicide. Like, stuff like that. Like, no one would like that. And, like, at the end of the day, you kind of have to realise he is a person. His 9-to-5 job, okay, obviously we don't agree with the cuts and whatever, but that's his 9-to-5 job at the end of the day. But sure, like, politics is just never a thing because I don't think, personally, I'm that strong to really take all that abuse.
To know now, but listen, people would probably be really nice to you anyway, Joanne. You wouldn't get as much abuse.
I have no limits.
Yeah. You don't, could you pull that? Please don't be mean to me, you know?
Yeah, I'm a person. I have no limbs. Be nice.
But listen, you're doing your leaving cert next year, aren't you? Are you looking forward to that?
I think, like, to be honest, I'm looking forward to just getting into college and just, you know, stuff like that, because, like, everyone always says that college is, like, the best crack ever, so I just can't wait to have the whole, like, college experience and stuff like that. Like, obviously, hopefully, like, I'll miss, obviously, my school friends and whatever, and, like, we all hope to stay in contact in the future. But, like, I just can't wait to go out and, like, make more friends and stuff like that. Like, I love going to schools, like, visiting for speeches and stuff. And then you have some of them that are like, I hope I'm in college with you, like, next year, you know, and stuff like that. So that's really nice as well. And, you know, hopefully, like, in the future that I will be able to go to college and that I will be able to, like, live my own independent life. And hopefully I will, at the end of the day, become a journalist, hopefully.
Oh, you'll be brilliant. We'd be lucky to have you. Are you going to go to UCC? Is that where you'd like to go?
Yeah, I suppose it's a toss-up between, like, you know, you might do a postgrad in journalism in UL or DCU, but, like, you might do, like, a small start-off kind of course in CIT or UCC or somewhere like that. You know, it's just kind of to get you into it. And I suppose they always say you're better to do the postgrad in journalism because you have, like, a little backup than just in case.
Well, look, we are going to say goodbye to you, Nigel. You're absolutely brilliant. And you were at Passenger last night, as you say, and we're going to, for you. Was it good, by the way?
Yeah, it was amazing. He's such a nice person. Oh, my God. Like, he's one of those up-and-coming artists that people should really take note of, because he is honestly just so amazing. And he was telling us Cork was his biggest crowd ever.
Wow.
So, like,
was it in the Marquee?
Yeah, it was live at the Marquee, So, I mean, if that was his biggest crowd, like, big things are definitely coming his way, and he's going to be probably a feature in the documentary as well, hopefully.
Great. Well, look, we're going to go out with the song of Passenger, Let Her Go. And Joanne, best of luck with everything.
Thanks
I think
very
you
much.
Could run the country. You'd be great. Thanks a million for talking to us.